Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the drug problem among young people in Zimbabwe and the multi-sectoral drug abuse plan 2024 to 2030, which was launched by President Mnangagwa in Harare last week. But first, former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley continued to draw support from Republican voters long after she dropped out of this year's U.S. presidential race. VOA's Doran Meko looks at how Haley supporters may help determine the winner of the election between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Nearly 3 months after suspending her campaign for president, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that she would vote for former President Donald Trump in November.
Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
But her supporters are not necessarily following her lead. A March 2024 Emerson College poll found that Haley voters were almost twice as likely to say they would vote for President Joe Biden over Trump. Other exit polls suggest at least half of Haley voters won't vote for Trump.
I was sad to hear that Nikki did not get enough votes to stay in the race. However, I'm not a fan of President Trump. I feel very concerned about the Republican Party.
I would not really have what I consider to be a viable option in a Trump versus Biden election. I really don't want to see either one of them in the White House next year.
You know, I'm not happy with either. I mean, I did support Trump, and I would probably still lean that way.
Haley says Trump should court her voters.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Haley supporters have the potential to swing this presidential election. During April's Pennsylvania primary, Haley earned up to one quarter of Republican votes in wealthier suburbs, even though she dropped out of the race weeks earlier. Analysis of the 2020 presidential election suggests success with suburban voters tipped the scales in Biden's favor. Haley pulled in big numbers in swing states, including Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
You saw a lot of upscale, well-educated, well-off Republican voters trending toward Nikki Haley, and I think that included some of those independents as well. I could see some of them becoming swing voters in the general election.
How do you bring these Nikki Haley voters back into the tent?
I'm not sure we need too many.
The Biden campaign is actively pursuing Haley supporters with ads like this, which showcase Trump bashing Haley, who he appointed UN ambassador. It's part of a wider Biden strategy to attract anti-Trump Republicans.
She's gone crazy. She's a very angry person.
So far, Trump's problem is going to be consolidating the Haley vote. I don't know if you call it a Republican vote, but he has to get a large majority of the Haley vote.
There has been no sustained public drive by the Trump campaign to attract voters who chose Haley in the Republican Party primaries. Even though in a tight race, those supporters might make the difference on Election Day. Dora McQuar, VOA News, Washington.
After traveling around the world for a year, Asami Okano, a Japanese teacher, settled in Uganda to start a cocoa and vanilla farming business. This is where she met her husband, Yoshito Asai, in 2013. They got married and had two children, both born in Uganda. VOA's Halima Athumani and Mukasa Francis met the couple and have this story from Kayunga District in central Uganda.
Asami Okano is a hands-on boss at the Farm of Africa, a business she started with her husband, Yoshito Asai, in the Kayunga district of central Uganda. The former teacher traveled the world for a year before finding her new home in 2012. In Uganda, land belongs either to the government, the community, or individuals. Most of this land is still in bush areas, but slowly being sold off to private owners like Yoshito and Asami. As a result, very little land is left for farmers to grow food for consumption.
Uganda has good environment, many trees and many greenery, but every year they destroy the forest and they open the land, but we can understand they need to grow and to eat. So that's why cocoa and vanilla as agroforestry also it's good for environment. They can get the money and also they get the matoke.
Asami says as a student she was interested to learn about developing countries, especially Asia and Africa. So during her year-long tour, which took her to different countries, she arrived in Uganda and landed a job as a volunteer at an orphanage. She worked there for a year before the orphanage closed for lack of funding. Still in Uganda, Asami researched other ways to earn a living and discovered farming as a viable option. She decided to follow that path and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito moved to Uganda as a backpacker, doing his own research in agriculture while also looking for a job there. Along the way, Yoshito met Asami, started working for her before both decided to get married and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito says what he especially loves about the country is its people and weather.
Through the year, the 25-20 degrees, so you can live with half shirts. You don't have to wear a big jacket or you don't have to become naked, so it's perfect weather. Then also, like people are friendly. If I get some, I need some help, I ask someone who is passing the road, then always people can help. So I love living here.
But life in Uganda comes with its own challenges. It took the couple 2 years and visits to 80 different sites to find their dream farm. Moreover, Asami says they had to adjust to cultural differences, particularly very different attitude towards punctuality and time management. They also had to learn the local language, Luganda, to be able to communicate with their Ugandan employees.
Yeah, like this. Yeah, not fluent, but yeah, I can negotiate with the border also by Luganda.
At their 50-acre piece of land, the Japanese couple mainly grow cocoa, vanilla, and a few banana plants to feed their 50 farm workers, who are mostly from the neighboring community in Kayunga. Abasarita is one of them and works as a processing manager at the Farm of Africa.
Sometimes when they are coming, they bring for them some stuff like maybe clothes, toys for kids, and some other eats. And also at our farm, we have matoke. They planted matoke, and they sell it at a reduced price. So it's easier for them to come and work, and they take matoke. They are the best people I've ever seen, I think, because we do interact very well. We do cooperate very well. As long as you do your work in time and all that they tell you to do.
Life is busy and hectic for the farming couple as Asami travels frequently for business-related trips while they both work hard to expand their business, exporting products to Japan and the United States. As a result, visits to their home country are rare and difficult. But Asami and Yoshito make sure to keep in touch with their relatives and friends back home through weekly phone calls. They say that even after 11 years in Uganda, they feel they are just getting started and still getting adjusted to their new life. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kayunga, Uganda.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, President Mnangagwa last week launched a multi-sectoral drug and substance abuse plan for the years 2024 to 2030. He acknowledged that the drug problem is now a big problem in Zimbabwe. Young people are the most affected, and different stakeholders are being called on by the government to come together to fight this scourge. UNICEF and several organizations conducted a research in 2022 which revealed that many youth are taking marijuana, illegal alcohol, cough syrup, glue, nyaope, njengu, and other substances. Their drug problems were attributed to many factors, including child abuse, broken families, peer pressure, and the economy. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by a social worker with the Global Peace Hub Zimbabwe, Irene Peace Wungwe, Pamvuri Managing Trustee, Jacob Shamiarira, and a drug user and harm reduction activist, Tania Askara Marumbwa, who is working with communities in Bulawayo to help young people who are hooked on drugs. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'll start with you, Mr. Shamiarira. Tell us about your personal experiences with drugs as we look at this issue.
Okay, thank you. So, I struggled with same between the ages of 15 and 29, and my journey started off with alcohol. Alcohol was my sort of first substance that I came in contact with. And when I ultimately stopped drinking at the age of 29, of course, the last 3 to 4 years of my drinking were really bad. It was now mostly alcohol with cannabis use, with occasional cannabis use, which has now become quite frequent in my use. And it was causing personal problems, was causing a lot of poor decision making. And really in my life to a place where I didn't want it, which then led me to make the decision to find ways to get help, give up my drinking and smoking. And when I got into recovery, that's when I started the organization to try and help other people avoid the pitfalls that I found myself in.
Thank you so much for that testimony. Tania, some people may ask what exactly you do. Ungasitshela-kela phana ukuthi kuyini umsebenzi owenzayo, kuyini i-harm reduction le?
Thank you so much, Sabusa. Good evening, and listeners. Harm reduction is a set of strategies and policies and practices actually help in reducing the high psychiatric use of this drug. And it's someone's help, and this is particularly for someone who is using drugs. So my work mostly entails meeting up with people who use drugs in my community, share information on the types of drugs that are out there, and we also replicate it. Each other advice. We can now make a new maybe a bit of like, what if you try to be people or people, you know, and you got cool before you start drinking, because in my area where I'm feeling like for is a problem of aging, because this is really ethanol. So some people, like, that stuff, like, really, like, could touch your insides, or anything like that, or something like that. So making more of this information dissemination and speaking about what climate justice really is. Because it's broad, it's not just, you know, these are a need for some services that need to be available in Zimbabwe, such as legal exchange programs, focus for those who invest themselves in France. And legal exchange is more of the risk of new HIV infection by providing new equipment and also the mass shop boxes for the people who are infected. And then some other interventions of family vaccine, other condom distribution, HIV testing, as well as counseling if someone needs it. Because some people tend to use drugs because of, you know, different issues. And some of you feel traumatized, you are trying to counsel around what kind of situations are like the way they've been using the drugs. And then there's also like, something actually started from the greater driver. So harm reduction is actually about stopping someone from using. And it does not promote drug use as well. It is about giving it someone's health, like whilst they're using. It's not a coercion which someone is given the condition of it to be treated in a certain way. And you also get support if you are in the habit. Harm reduction is should actually be seen as a doorway to physical for rehabilitation. Because we say you need to where you are. There's a link to the best around you that can be to the quality of the life process. And I'm not to you, maybe not telling you, it's sad, I don't believe you. I'll talk to you as you are. This is why I found that most harm reduction services and people who are in the community tend to be people with experience. People who are currently using drugs themselves. And for myself, I'm a current drug user, but I'm also using a harm reduction measure, which is called managing. So by managing means I'm still taking my drugs, which can be either alcohol or marijuana. And then I give myself designated times, which I drink in times. I smoke more than I drink. So it depends. I drink and smoke. And then during the week, I actually set a timer every 2 hours in that time. So the number of times I end up in the evening, that's also another strategy to manage that. But it's also another strategy of hand reduction. So you see, I'm reducing my intake of shots, so it's not stopping. And it also helps me every 2 hours or every 2 hours. I would have thought of preparing myself because if you don't prepare someone for rehabilitation, then you actually don't go for rehabilitation and prepare about it. This is how someone may end up with a relapse. So this is like just a shortened version of that humble action.
Hayi siyakuzwa siyabonga kakhulu laphana uchasise sibili kabanzi sazise ukuthi kuhamba njani amayungwe muno shanda newe chidiki vamuchisangana ne vamu vanosangana one dambudziko rakadai ndezvipi zvimwe zvinhu zvamunoona zviri kukonzerawo kuti vechidiki vange vachizotongwa nezvinodhaka. Hello, my Hungwe Murundi Nzwaere.
Hello, Mtumwe.
Tugu wana timuruku shanda neve chidiki vakawanda. Nde api mamwe matambudziko amuno wana anu konzerati ve chidiki vange vachi tora ozhinotaka.
Maika Bansa. Chikutanga tuda kutenda mtungamiri nika wa imanso ndambutu mangakwa. Ni position ya watora kuona kuti the future of Zimbabwe is at stake. Kuona kuti my leaders amangwana they are being destroyed, they are working away on drugs. Takanyanya kukosha panyanya ii. Inoda kuti tione kuti chichi ni kukonzera kuti sei wanawari kuti ina drugs. Kwa kutanga tikada ku ma responses edu ngave on the preventive. It's like we are only reacting kuti vana vakutora madrugs. But coming from a social perspective, which considers that Zimbabwe is a developing nation, in our rehabilitation centers, I wonder, like in Zimbabwe, in what name, in the Ngoma Uru, Annex Paparena, my approach is to go on the preventive. Simple one out to look on the Ravana Shinde, Sanda would have been a completely. Sekutanga, Marerero attributes of another, Marerero of Tavana, my parenting style. Attributes of another, Arbu Kondi, Ravana, to Pinda Madrax. Tuku Kuzavana, Chichuapa, a distorted reality of what is happening in the world. Tinova provider, let me say, Chichi. Replace our important place in their lives, the material things, my phone, nature, as another shaka. But most parents work a kura wa chishaiwa. Sakawaku wakutuwa na wawo wakuri wa chiwana. But in doing so, wana waika na wazo pinda munika, they are failing to adopt, they are failing to fit in my problems. Alaku sana na wawo waika overwhelmed, number one. Sakama parenting cells, edu, zekare zwaberiki, alaku wana nguwa yaka kwa na mewana. But there is very busy to send a worker of diaspora with Yavanari Vega, Yasnamuna, Nova Monica, child supervision and monitoring in Okosha. But there is no fear of Mabasa. Kuzoka can make a money as long as Yanavani TV, Taka subscriber, 200 channels. Yanaki busy, 20 TV in social media. Taka, we are not currently the way you could use the Kansaku Garamunika. Integrating the world. So children are failing to adapt to the pressures of life. No could have a parenting self. No could have a socialized with a takawaita. No could have been nurturing a takawaita. Number one. So we are talking of the parenting self of parents. Number two, we are not about akuna mama. That's the reality on the ground.
I know my ungeti, mbokumisa mbichana pane vapinda wa parunare. Hello?
Ibu unjani.
Aisea pila linjani baba. Listumali ngapi?
Nise South Africa, kaya guse kwanda la pespula wa manyame kule nubla.
Ye, hai lingapa ula liluvona njani utabalo listotla ngalo na mshanji.
I Tabalona Silvona wing into a right to give a shabby Mukosa Lavaleva Kuze, Kilulated Indian Igakura Zimbabwe, the Silvona Igakura Zemazunanja of Mexico, and Napa South Africa. Master Kapaganagaragi, Tia said to Sakul with Inja Yapendua, even when they have taken a Tabala Lema preach in Avantunje, Israeli Afanga, then to Eltaramizia Kura's Maling and Natura, Evantina Vasavele.
Ai siyabonga. Mai ungwe mnokona ku enderamberi mushidimbu tanzwa vapinda omuru nare vachitenderana nemikuti nyaya yekukudza vana inyaya hombe panyaya yekutora zvinodhaka munogona kuendera mberi muchidimbu muchipedzisa zvamanga muchitaura.
Saka tikangoita awareness campaign tingoti no to drugs. Without addressing the causal effects, without addressing the reasons why children are wasting on drugs, our efforts may not produce the desired outcome. So we should sit down and find what is causing, what is driving our children into drugs. We spoke of the parenting, so let us have more parenting programs. And also, let us have more vocational training centers, because our children are fast. There are no jobs. They have no life skills. So let's have life skills development programs. Can I now say that school over and actually develop my skills so that they have something to live on? But if I say that my degree, you find when I say that school over my degrees, when I say that school over my universities, you need to pressure. So let us look at Nyaima Pink, Arubada Roma universities, because are they reasonable compared to the salaries and one coming from? So these are some of the reasons why our children are wasting on drugs. So if we don't address those issues, our efforts, no matter how many awareness campaigns we do on drugs, on drug abuse, without addressing the causal effects,
Tinotenda, Mayungwe, coming to you, Mr. Shamiariram, we saw you at the launch last week. What do you think of this multisectoral drug and substance abuse plan? The strengths, the weaknesses, do you see it working briefly there?
Well, thank you. I think Chikutanga, it's something to celebrate that there's now a plan which guides how the different players can come in to support my intervention Darafia and Astana Panyabu, drug and substance abuse within America. I think some of the key highlights within that action plan is the seven pillars. The national response, maybe if I could quickly just touch into putting the happy archo, putting a flat out part of the document very well, the way putting the camera said. So, Papilla Ripopane, we're going to supply reduction. How can we reduce the supply of my drugs, Mikamuno? How can we reduce the supply of my illicit alcoholic beverages? Argo and minima area of the Siana Siana. So, Ichangi, Irko Mania, Yuma security forces, which are Chinchanda in that space.
Vasha Miarira Pamurku Lista, Pasara, 2 minutes, a Kutimunge, Muchi, Pendera, Muchi Lista, Jesam Nokona Vendera, and Yumbe.
Okay, that's right. Kuna demand reduction, harm reduction, treatment and rehabilitation, kuna community reintegration, kuna legal and policy, kuna resource mobilization, kuna media and communication. So, iwa yoma pila ese, I think, arukupava ni madirection ni kutuwa ni tinga, but rani say, in coming up with different programs and activities. So, isusu, a non-profit organization in Ushandari, Zimbabwe, we are quite excited to plan this. It spells out a clear roadmap. We are going to be to promote adolescent mental health.
Tinotenda Vasha Miarira, unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yati manyei asi rekai ndiku tendei mese kuti mapinda mchirongwa ndistenda amai Irene Peace Wungwe na va Jacob Shamiarira uyeze na mzware Tania Skara Marumbwa. Nekuti mapinda mchirongwa chedu chanasi apo patanga tichi kurukura nezvenyaya yezvinodhaka inova nyaya ya netsa zvikuru muZimbabwe vechidiki vakawanda vakatarisana nedambudziko rakadai. Yes, siyabonga abangene kuhlelo namhlanje, sibonga njalo labenelisa ukuthi abangene kuhlelo bese South Africa. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.